हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओम यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात् मने नमः। गुड सी टुडे। सेकंड अनुवाक अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते याः काश्च पृथिवी गुश्रिताः अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वैतेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येनं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगुं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्यन्नेन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेत्ति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति तस्माद्वायेतस्मादन्नरसमयात्। We covered then, until then. अन्योन्तर आत्मा प्राणमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य प्राण एव शिरः व्यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः अपान उत्तरः पक्षः आकाश आत्मा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। रिकवर्ड टुडे वी हैव टू सी द नेक्स्ट अनुवाक प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति मनुष्याः पशवश्च ये मनुष्याः पशवश्च ये प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा, तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य, तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् प्राणमयात्, अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः. वी वोंट गो टू द मनोमय टुडे, लेट अस रीड अगेन. प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति, मनुष्या पशवश्च ये, प्राणो हि भूता नामायुः, तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते, सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति, ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते, प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः, तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति. सो तैत्रे उपनिषद् ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ली बिगिन्स् विद् अ ब्यूटिफुल् स्टेट्मेण्ट् आफ् फ्याक्ट् दट् नोवर् आफ् ब्रह्मन् अटेन्स् ब्रह्मन्. Absolute reality. And what is that Brahman? One should know to attain that Brahman. Knowing Brahman is attaining Brahman, and knowing Brahman is attaining freedom. What is that Brahman? Therefore, immediately the Rig Mantra comes presenting the direct definition of Brahman, otherwise said to be Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman in terms of Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Brahman is pure consciousness existence. The consciousness existence is free from all limitations. Therefore, it is implied with the term Anantam. Being Anantam, it's also implied with the term Brahma. Even though that Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma as a direct definition, as a Swarupa Lakshanam, reveals that reality is in the form of pure consciousness existence, and that reality is limitless, still does not, that knowledge is only an indirect, the direct definition, but still for us, Brahman being non-separate from oneself, the reality being one's own self, does not become clear. That this definition does not make our understanding of the Brahman being our own Swarupa. Which means, still we understand Brahman as consciousness, existence. We understand, but there is no aparoksham jnanam. So direct definition of Brahman only gives us the paroksha jnanam. Paroksha jnanam means what? Still, we understand Brahman being consciousness, existence, but Brahman, that Brahman, another than myself, that understanding does not happen. Therefore, we have another definition also, which is Tatastha Lakshanam. Tatastha Lakshanam helps us understand in that Brahman being the very existence of everything. Even the presenting Brahman as the Karana Karyam, Karanam, Jagat as the Karyam, through that Tatastha Lakshanam, Upanishad helps us understand Brahman being non-separate from the universe. Presenting Brahman as the Karanam, Jagat as the Karyam, and unfolding is to help us understand Brahman is non-separate from the universe. That is how the same, this Karnakarya Prakriya helps us negate the causal status attributed to Brahman. Effect status attributed to the universe. Finally, it helps us understand all this, there is only Brahman, and the Brahman is in him of existence. And what is it, Brahman? Which is the of existence of the universe? What is that Brahman which is defined by Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma? Though it is already said it's available for recognition in the Buddhi Guha, how we can understand? That is when Upanishad presents this beautiful vicharaha inquiry known as analysis of five koshas, pancha koshaha. The word koshaha is not recommended, mentioned by the Upanishad. Please make a note. The word koshaha is not mentioned anywhere in the Upanishads. It's only later on acharyas, the great acharyas, the commentators, they used this term koshaha. Why they used the term koshaha? Koshavata achadagatvat. Like a cover, like a sheath, each, the physical aspect, the material aspect, which forms the individual as though covers the Atma. I want to remind you today, again, this absolute reality, being limitless spatially, being limitless time-wise, being limitless object-wise, being abstract formless, being all-pervasive, cannot be covered by anything. Being non-coverable is the very swarupam of the reality. Why it cannot be covered? So anything which is spatially limited can be covered. Spatially limited alone has coverability, can be covered. But this Brahman being, this reality implied by the term Brahman, being absolutely all-pervasive, being all-pervasive of space, there's nothing which can cover the reality. I mentioned this many times before. Brahman is absolutely non-coverable. This non-coverability alone is said to be nirvanam. Brahma nirvanam richati. We come across this word in Bhagavad Gita. Even here I go to come across later on. Brahma nirvanam richati. Brahma is nirvanam Brahma. Means what? Nirvanam implies non-coverability. That's why Bhagavan is invoked as Digambaraha, Ekambaraha. Ekambaranataha, Bhagavan has only dress that is there around Bhagavan is space. Even space does not cover Bhagavan. Space is Bhagavan being all pervasive. It is for our understanding we say Bhagavan has space as his dress. So he's called Ekambaraha. The only dress Bhagavan has is space. As Digambaraha, all directions, all quarters are Bhagavan's dress. Therefore, we say he is Digambaraha. Dik eva ambarani. Yes, Digambaraha. So, that nakedness implies Bhagavan, that Bhagavan has the truth being non-coverable by anything. Anyway, so some point came to mind I have to share with you. So, here, that Brahma, therefore, cannot be covered by anything. Therefore, how can each of these koshas cover Brahma? No. No, there's no kosha. Nothing can cover the Atma. But still, here, all these various material aspects, tamasic, the physical body constituted of, formed of tamasic aspect of elements, then physiological functions and indriyani, karmendriyani, subtle powers which serve as instruments of actions, which are the products of rajasic aspect of elements, and mind and sense organs and intellect being the products of sattvic aspect of elements. All these aspects with these facts in the form of gross body, subtle body, causal body, being the products of elements, material. All these material aspects, the elemental products, material products which form part of the individual alone are here understood as three bodies, otherwise understood as five layers, as though they're understood as layers of personality. To me, we can't even say they're layers. Okay. Now, because everywhere in all these anatma, material, elemental products, which also form part of the individual, they're strong, I-sense rooted. Because all these anatma aspects are mistaken to I. In fact, the meaning of the word I. Taking them as the meaning of the word I is said to be what? Adhyasaha. Adhyasaha, erroneous perception of the self. Adhyasa does not stop there. Once the anatma, all these material aspects, material products, which form part of the individual, are taken to be the meaning of the word I, their limitations, their attributes, their problems, all of them become superimposed upon Atma, the I. Atma, what is implied by the term Atma is the meaning of the word I. But Anatma aspects are taken to be the meaning of the word I, which is Adhyasaha, which results in Adhyaropaha. That is how the strong, erroneous notions helplessly is entertained by the entire humanity. Even yesterday in my class, I said, having these wrong notions about the self is bondage. There's no bondage otherwise. Bondage is notional. Therefore, here again, the erroneous notion has to be resolved, corrected. In correcting this erroneous notion, our freedom is for which the superimposition has to be resolved, for then the perception has to be corrected, for which we need jnanam. Therefore, the question comes, how can I arrive at that Brahman? If Brahman is Atyam Jnanam Anantam, if Brahman is the name of existence of everything, and that Brahman is available for recognition in the mind, the all pervasive, but available for recognition in the mind, and that is how I can stumble upon the reality as I, as the truth of the I. How can I arrive at that Brahman? That is when this prakriya comes into the picture, that is panchakosha prakriya. And we understood already that outermost aspect, material aspect of the individual is what? Physical body, the gross physical body. Because in gross physical body is taken to be the I, therefore we analyzed what is this gross physical body. And the gross physical body being the product of food, we understood already, and therefore it is born out of food, sustained by food, and resolve into food. Being individual physical body, it is non-separate from the corresponding total gross matter. And the corresponding total gross matter also, being the manifestation of knowledge, looked upon as Ishvara, Virat Ishvara. We understand every physical body is non-separate from its corresponding total Ishvara. Therefore, already this physical body is Virat. How every wave is ocean? Because there cannot be something called wave by itself. So individual human physical body, or any individual physical form, cannot exist by itself independently, all by itself, without the corresponding total being around. It's very important to understand. So if I live in this world as an individual human being, I'm able to live here as a human being, individual being, because there is corresponding total gross universe. The corresponding total gross universe is gross manifestation, and which is other beautiful revealed as Virat Ishvara. And this gross body is Virat Ishvara. Don't take your gross body for granted. This is Bhagavan, Virat Ishvara. Bhagavan in the form of the entirety of the gross universe. When you understand already, what is the lesson we derive from here? This physical body being non-separate from this corresponding total, it is like the effect. Total is like the cause. Therefore, it's a karyam. If it is karyam, it has no independent existence. It is subject to change. And it has no independent existence means it is mithya. Mithya means it is dissolvable in its corresponding total. This is how, if these are the features pertaining to this physical body, then definitely this cross physical body, so that Atma, the Brahma, is not this physical body. The meaning of the word I cannot be the gross physical body. It is an object of knowledge. Being an object of knowledge itself negates it as inert. Anything which is object of knowledge is of the sort of inertness. And being a material product, it has no independent existence. Subject to change. All these features, the nature of the matter, the material products convey the fact, the Atma, what is implied by the term Atma is not the physical body. Now, we see this whole Virat. The body being non-separate from Virat, this we have already understood. Then, if it is, if Atma is not this Brahmatma, the Brahman obtaining as the Atma is not this gross physical body, then there is something else, the presence of which taken to be the life of the physical body. If prana is there, body survives. Prana is not there, body is said to be dead. So what is that which is immediately interior, internal to this gross physical body? That is how the next elemental material aspect which forms part of the individual, the anatma aspect of individual is pranaha. One vital air governing five different systems is given five different names, and all those pranas are actually the products of rajasic aspect of elements. And those pranas, we have to include here also the five subtle powers which serve as instruments of actions. All of them constitute the pranamayaha. And we have this strong identity even with this pranamayaha. Now we are gradually shifting the eye sense from the annamayaha to pranamayaha. Cognitive shift happens now because we have begun our inward journey and now we have moved on from the annamaya to pranamaya. Now we are stopping in this station called a pranamaya. We are going to analyze. And here, what is prana? And if we understood already here, this pranamaya also is looked up, has the, even though it has no form of its own, it is imagined to be having the form of the gross physical body. because it obtains, it fills the physical body. Prana fills the physical body. Therefore, it has the form of the physical body. And here again, the bird imagery being there, and we look at this whole pranamaya also as having the five parts. And the five pranas are looked upon as five parts of this pranamaya dehaha, pranamaya atma. Initially, we take it as pranamaya atma. Now, we have shifted the essence from annamaya to pranamaya. Now, annamaya is no more considered to be atma. Now, annamaya is understood to be like a kosha. Now, it is a kosha from the standpoint of pranamaya. Now, whole the annamaya is like a cover. Like a cover. Annamaya kosha. Now, annamaya does not have any more the atma status. Now, it has been understood that it is like a kosha. It is not atma. Now, annamaya also we have understood. Now, identity is the annamaya. And what is annamaya? That's what we are going to see. We also understood this, sorry, pranamaya. The prana also actually is not just, there cannot be not an individual prana. That means that which is there as the individual prana is non-separate from the air which is there out all over, all pervasive. This air element which is there pervading this space, wandering all over the space, is alone said to be pranaha, which is available inside the body enclosure. Same prana. The prana obtaining outside is vayuhu, and the same vayu obtaining within the prana is, within the body is pranaha. It's a modified form of prana only, vayu only. Which means this Vyashti Prana also is non-separate from Samashti Prana. It's a corresponding total prana. Samashti Prana. This all body enclosures. There is a prana. Samashti Prana. This prana and vayu alone, the air element is in enjoying this title of Samashti Pranaha, obtaining as the individual prana in all the enclosures, body enclosures. Therefore, this also is, the Vyashti Pranaha also, being non-separate from Samashti Pranaha, is like an effect. Samashti Pranaha is like the cause. And Samashti Pranaha is said to be Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. So we do not take the pranic energy. Okay. The energy in our pranas, we do not look at it as energy. We see it as manifestation of Ishwara, knowledge. Not only the gross forms are manifestations of Ishwara. First we see even the prana as manifestation of Ishwara. So Hiranyagarbheshwara, otherwise said Brahmaji, is in the form of your physiological functions. That is why when we offer food, we say prana iswaha, apana iswaha, vyana iswaha, samana iswaha, udana iswaha, brahmane iswaha. Why we say they here? Because all these physiological functions are Hiranyagarbheshwara. Okay. Again, the same way. Prana from Samashti Pranaha. This also has a status of being an effect. And having the status of being an effect, it is, it has no independent existence. And it is non-substantial. Namarupa, any karyam, one should understand it's a non-substantial form, name and function. Which means it has no independent existence. Therefore, Vyashti Prana also is Samashti Pranaha. There is no Vyashti Prana. Where are you? Where is Vyashti Prana? It is Samashti Pranaha. Hiranyagarbheshwara is in the form of Vyashti Prana. Now, oh my God, here also there's nothing as yours. Okay? The body which you thought as a yours is Virat. The prana which you thought, which you had a very strong identity with, is also now Hiranyagarbha, Brahma. Okay. Now, the understanding has happened. Now, what is it now? We have again here, pranasya. This today's class, I'm going to today's class, okay? And there is a analysis of this prana. Pranam deva. Until now, only repeat repetition, okay? I come to today's class. Is it clear? Pranam deva anu prananti. At every level, we have to see how there is only Bhagavan, Ishvara. You already see it is not yours. It is Ishvara. Samashti Pranaha is Nima Vyashti Prana means again individuality is resolved in totality at the subtle level. This is how again Ankara is made much thinner. Okay? Going to have nice exercise. So you are going to become a slim beauty. Okay, finally, Ankara is going to have a slim, become a slim beauty. Okay. So, pranam deva anupranati. Very nice. Manushya af pashavaschaye. Prano hi bhota namayuhu. Tasmat sarva yushamuchyate sarva mevata ayuryanti ye pranam brahmopasate prano hi bhota namayuhu. Tasmat sarvayushamuchyata iti tasesha eva sharira atma. Okay. You understood? This prana, which is looked upon as having the form of the physical body. Pranaha shiraha. Vyanaha is the right wing. Apana is the left wing. And akashaha, this samana prana forms the trunk of this pranamaya. Dehaha. And prithvi pucham pratishtha. The prithvi representing the udana prana. Udana prana forms the pucham, the tail part of the pranamaya, atma. We understood. And what is this pranamaya? We have understood. Prana, pranam, devaha, anupranati. This analysis now about the prana. Devaha, devaha, anupranati. See, pranati means breathe. Breathe. Breathe means survive, live. So, the enliven, okay, they live, they survive, okay, because of the grace of the prana. Because of the grace of the prana, all devas live. Devas survive because of the blessing of the prana. Pranam anu, sorry, devaha pranam anu prananti. anupranandi. I mean, they depend on prana for their survival. It is prana which gives life for all the devas. So not only the celestial bodies, also manushyaha. Manushyaha pashavas chaye. Manushyaha pashavaha chaye. So all devas and also manushyaha, human beings, pashavaha, pashuhu, animal, pashavaha, animals. Sarve manushyaha, sarve pashavaha, sarve devaha, doesn't matter. Okay, all living beings having all various physical systems, physical bodies, exalted physical bodies, human physical bodies, animal bodies, plant bodies, all living beings, all of them survive because of the grace of prana. The life is dependent on prana. The dependence is emphasized by this prefix anu. Anu prananti. Ye devaha, ye manushyaha, pashavaha cha, sarve praninaha. All living beings anu prananti. Pranam anu prananti. They breathe depending upon prana. They live, they survive depending upon prana. This is the greatness of prana. See, when you think of a relative fact, that is, okay, upasanam. This is paying attention to a subtle fact. Come on, these pranas survive because of all physical forms survive, living beings survive because of the prana. Okay. Pranam anupranati. Why? Because that he comes. Pranaha ayuhu. Prana is the life. Of whom? Bhutanam. Pranaha eva bhutanam ayuhu. The kindergarten language helps you, isn't it? Pranaha eva bhutanam ayuhu. Pranaha eva bhutanam ayuhu. Prana, this prana, one vital air governing five different systems as five different physiological functions, it really contribute life for all the physical forms. So all the living beings. Bhutanam ayuhu pranam pranaha. In fact, life span, the span of life, the life of all beings is prana. Tasmat sarvayushamuchyate. That is the reason prana is given a title also. What is it? Sarvayushaha. Sarva ayusham uchyate. Therefore, prana is said to be sarvayusham. Sarvayusham means what? Life of all. The only life of all living beings is pranaha. What can we talk very highly of us? But for the grace of prana, what can we achieve physically? Nothing can be achieved. What can be done physically? Nothing can be done. We're all at the mercy of prana to be energetic, to be able to do things physically. Even to think, prana must be functional. See, physiological functions must be happening constantly, non-stop. We know very well. We may not be doctors. Even simple fact, physiological function is something which cannot stop even for a fraction of a second. You know, at least mind goes to sleep. There's a time mind doesn't function. In deep sleep state, mind is totally non-functional. You know, all sense organs are totally non-functional in dream state and also in deep sleep state. All organs, all 10 powers, they become non-functional. All subtle aspects, karmendriyani, gyanendriyani can remain non-functional in dream state and deep sleep state. Mind becomes totally non-functioning only in deep sleep state. Look at this, all subtle aspects, but pranas never stop. Whether you are dreaming, pranas are functional. You're awake, pranas must be functional. You're in deep sleep state, pranas are functional. When do they stop? Never stop. So, physical activities, mental activities, sensory activity functions, all these are possible because of the grace of prana. If you don't have food, no prana energy, you can't think. You can't sit and listen to Vedanta class. Isn't it? No thinking is possible, no knowing is possible, no memory is possible. What will remember? You are very hungry. Nothing can be remembered. Memory is not possible. Recollection is not possible. Physically doing anything is not possible. Isn't it? Eyes cannot see, you will fall faint. Ears cannot hear. That is why prana blesses all 10 powers. Prana, that is a prana, is the whole physical body. Prana blesses the mind also. Even though prana is dependent on mind for it to be there, but still, pranas must be functional even for the mind to be functional. Therefore, prana is superior. Okay, this is the greatest of prana. See, unappreciating prana, understand part of prana. Therefore, prana is what now? Sarvayusham uchyate. So, here sarvayusham, prana is said to be the life of all. And this is a fact, okay? And seeing this fact of individual prana being non-separate from Hiranyagarbheshwara, samashti prana, and seeing how this prana lends life for all the beings is what? Thinking of the fact about prana. Thinking of the fact about prana is what? Prana Brahma Upasanam. Don't take your prana for ordinary prana. This is Hiranyagarbheshwara, Sagunam Brahma. Ishwara, Sagunam Brahma. Understand now? Why we say Tamashti Prana is Sagunam Brahma? Because also manifestation of knowledge. It's not mere inert energy. It is knowledge in the form of energy. Therefore, knowledge in the form of gross matter is Virat. Knowledge in the form of subtle energy is Ishwara Hiranyagarbheshwara Samishti Pranaha. So, seeing this fact is what? Prana Brahma Upasanam, Prana Brahmatma Upasanam, or Pranatma Upasanam. And so he says, and here Upasana benefit also is mentioned here. Ye pranam brahma upasate, those who dwell upon this fact of Vyashti Prana being non-separate from Samashti Prana, understand how prana, Samashti Prana is the form of life of all the beings, etc., become Samashti. Those who dwell upon this fact, Ye pranam brahma upasate, te sarvameva ayuhu yanti. What longevity, what good dwell upon this fact. Okay. Sarvameva ayuhu yanti. That's why Sandhyavandanam also we have very, very specific worship of Hiranyagarbheshwara. Sarvameva ayuhu yanti. They attain sarvameva, sarvam ayuhu. Means what? Sarvam ayuhu means total span of life. People who repeatedly dwell upon this fact of individual prana being non-separate from samashti prana. Samashti prana alone is there occupying all the individual physical systems as vyashti prana. Therefore, Ishvara. And it is this Ishvara in the most vyashti prana lends life for all the beings. If a person dwells upon this fact repeatedly, And then Upasana Palam will be those who practice this meditation, Upasanam, not Upasanam, just dwell upon this fact, paying attention to it, and thereby they discover reverence towards his prana. How important is prana in our life? Then such people will be blessed with longest span of life. They'll be blessed with the total span of life. Full span of life. Sarvameva ayuhu yanti ye pranam brahma upasate te sarvameva ayuhu yanti. See, clean sentence. Sarvameva ayuhu yanti means what? Prapnuvanti. Ye pranam brahma upasate te sarte janaha sarvameva ayuhu yanti. Okay. Again it is repeated. Pranahahi bhutanam ayuhu. Because prana is the span of life of all beings. Prana is indeed the very life of all beings. So all experiences, all enjoyments is possible in life. Only prana survives in the body. Tasmat, therefore, prana is said to be what? Sarvayusham uchyate. Prana is said to be the life of all. Okay. And this prana, is what now? Yeshaha Atma. This prana is the Atma. This prana is the Atma means, then what happens now? Purvasya. Tasya Purvasya Yeshaha. So, Yaha Pranaha. Yeshaha sharire asti saha tasya purvasya atma. So now physical body is the kosha and atma is this pranaha. Understood now? Okay, let us see the bhashyam part now. Pranam devaha anuprananti. Devaha pranam anuprananti. Already understood very well. Okay, here we have to understand. Pranaha, the samashti pranaha, Hiranyagarbha, is also given an another title. What is Sutratma? Please see Hiranyagarbha as a samashti pranaha. Is said to be Sutratma. Okay. So, devaha pranam anuprananti means what? All devas survive, live depending upon the samashti prana Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. And who are the devas here? Agni Adayaha. Agni Adayaha means Agni Adayaha. All the devas such as fire, Agni Devata, etc. I told you already in Vedic tradition, all natural phenomena are looked upon as devatas, revered as devatas. Agni Adayaha, pranam. Pranam is equal to Vayu Atmanam. Vayu Atmanam. Vayvatmanam. Who is prana? Vayvatma? Vayu Atma? Pranana Shaktim. Pranana Shaktimantam Anu. Pranana Shaktimantam Anu Tad Atma Bhutaha Santaha Prananti. See, Devaha Pranam Anupranti means what? அக்னியாதயஹ தேவாஹ வாய்வாத்மானம் பிராணன சக்திமந்தம் பிராணன சக்திமந்தம் அனு தத்மபூத்தாக சந்தக பிராணந்தி பிராண கர்ம குர்வந்தி. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? ஆல் தேவாஸ் அக்னி எக்ஸெட்ரா மீன்ஸ் ஆல் தேவா மீன்ஸ் ஆல் யூனோ பீங்ஸ் ஹெவன்லி பீங்ஸ் ஆல் செலஸ்டியல் பீங்ஸ் வி டு நாட் நோ அபவுட் தம் பட் ஸ்டில் ஆல் செலஸ்டியல் பீங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃபயர் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஓகே பிராணன் பிராணனம் கர் பிராணன கர்ம குர்வந்தி பிராண கர்ம குர்வந்தி தே ஆர் இன்வால்வ் தி ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஃப் யூனோ they survive, they live. How do they live? Vayu Atmanam Pranam Anu. Depending upon the Vayu Atma, Samashti Prana, Indhima Feshti Prana. Okay. Vayu Atma Anu. So, Vayu Atma is also known as Sutra Atma. How? Pranana Shaktimantam. Vayu is what? No, Pranana Shaktiman. Pranana Shaktiman. See, Pranana Shaktihi means Pranana Shaktihi. The power of Prana. The power of prana is pranana shaktihi. Samashti pranana shaktihi. Entirety of pranic energy. The pranic energy in its entirety is pranana shaktihi. So, all beings become endowed with சமஷ்டி பிரணன சக்தி தி என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் பிராணிக் எனர்ஜி தட் இஸ் ஹவு தே சர்வைவ் தி பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் லைஃப் இஸ் ஹேவிங் தி பிரணன சக்தி மீன்ஸ் தது ஆத்மபூதாக Atmabhutaha means what? Having the prana as their very life force. Atmabhutaha. Having the samashti pranaha, hiranyagarbhaha, otherwise known as sutratma, as the very core being. Having Pranana kurma karvanti. What? Pranana karma. The act of living. Prananam karma, the act of living is doing the pranana karma. They do the act of living. Having this samashti prana as the very core being. For strength. Panana kriya, kriyavantaha bhavanti. It is only because of this physiological function. Pranana kriya. Only because of the function of pranas. Prana. Only because of the function of the prana in the form of five physiological functions, all subtle powers, the karmendriyani become functional. That is how kriyavantaha bhavanti. They all of them become beings of activities. Kriyavantaha, beings of activities. Becoming the beings of activities means what? They're able to do all physical activities. All forms of physical activities are possible because all beings become beings of activities. Beings of activities because how? Because of the physiological functions. Pranana kriya eva kriyavantah bhavanti. If the minute pranana kriya stops in the physical body, body falls. And no physical activity is possible. No voluntary functions are possible. Sorry, no voluntary activities are possible. No involuntary functions are also possible. As long as prana is, all involuntary functions are possible. Voluntary activities are also possible. Will involved, okay, and involuntary. All activities and functions are possible only if prana functions. That's why pranana kriyaya eva sarve praninaha kriyavantaha bhavanti. Means sarveshu karyeshu vyapritaha bhavanti. They become active physically because of this blessing of the prana. See, kriyavantah bhavanti, when you say panchakarmendriyani, panchakarmendriyani. So karmendriyani are used, are active, functional in voluntary actions. We use will. Jnanendriyani are involved in involuntary functions. Okay, panas also involuntary functions. Is it? So mind, there also, mind functions. So function of mentation, sensory functions, all functions must happen means only because of the prana. That all of them become kriyavantaha, become very active. They involve the respective action, activities and functions because of the blessing of the prana. That is why we can see the Maya Shakti, the omnipotency manifested is what? Omnipotency manifested is in the form of three powers, isn't it? So, three powers manifested are three gunas, we say. That is why the Jnana Shakti, Iccha Shakti, Kriya Shakti. Okay? So Kriya Shakti is in the form of, Kriya Shakti is manifested in the form of the physiological functions and the powers, functions of powers of organs of actions, Karmendriyani. So Karmendriyanam Prananam Shakti Kriya Shakti. Shakti is in the form of Manomaya and Jnana Shakti is in the form of Vijnanamaya. We'll see all that. How three powers are manifest in the form of all subtle aspects. Okay. So here, Devaha. Devaha means what? I tell you, Divyati iti Devaha. Who is Devaha? Divyati iti Devaha. The word Devaha can mean any natural phenomenon which is available for experience and enjoyment. Any physical natural phenomena. It can be tree, it can be sun, it can be ocean, it can be mountain, it can be every natural phenomena which shines, which is available for knowledge as an object is looked upon as manifestation of knowledge, then it is called Devaha, Devata. Devaha stili pullinga shabdaha. Devata stilinga shabdaha. That's all, same meaning. Now, every sense power also is said to be Devaha. Devaha anuprananti means what? All natural phenomena in the world, you know, survive, exist because of the prana. And not only that, even all sense powers, subtle powers, which serve as instruments of knowledge, they function because of the prana. The two meanings are given here. If pranas are non-functional, you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot smell, you cannot taste, you cannot touch, you cannot have the knowledge of touch. Now we have even mind functions. Indriya Devata, isn't it? All Indriyani are said to be Devas here. All of them become function because of the grace of prana. So that is very good. Let's see next meaning here. Bhashyam. Adhyatma adhikarat. Adhyatma adhikarat. Adhyatma adhikarat. Tu. Adhyatma adhikarat. To Devaha. Okay. Adhyatma adhikarat means what? Adhyatma means individual here. Adhyatma adhikarat. See, when we understand the meaning of the word Devas from the standpoint of an individual physical body, Adhyatma adhikarat means from the standpoint of individual physical body, Devaha indriyani. The word Deva should be taken as sense powers, subtle sense powers. And all those sense powers, pranam anupranati. Pranam anupranati means what? Mukhya pranam anucheshtante. Pranam is equal to mukhya pranaha. Here, mukhya pranaha, here is all the one vital air governing the five different functions is mukhya pranaha. So you can say for physiological system. Mukhya pranam, anupranati, all subtle sense powers function depending upon the physiological system. Pranam, anupranati. Once you've understood this, please don't think, why it is repeated? Why it is repeated? See, this is how we are helped to dwell upon the already known simple fact. This is the style of the Upanishad. You must have this tremendous patience to repeatedly, you know, repeatedly dwell upon this fact which is repeatedly said. I will not pay attention to it again. So I'm not repeating. Shankara Bhagavatpada repeats. Mukhya pranam anu cheshtante. Cheshtante means what? They function. They are active depending upon they become functional and they work. That's why cheshta. In Tamil, cheshta. When children, no, elders call children, hey, don't do cheshta, cheshta pannada. Means what? They always active. Children are always active. They can't keep quiet. So they were very mischievous. When they get very mischievous, elders call them. No, cheshta pannada. Cheshta means simple action, that's all, activity. Cheshtante is the verb. So we all do the cheshtas. Means what? We all do activities. Mukhya pranam is equal to mukhya pranam. Mukhya pranam is physiological system. So, depending upon physiological functions, they all survive. They all become active. Tatha manushyaha pashavaschaye. And also, manushyaha pashavaschaye. The same way, devaha. So, all celestials, all human beings, all animals, all living beings, cheshtavantaha, manushyaha pashavaha chaye, te prana karmana yeva cheshtavantaha bhavanti. Very beautiful. Pranana karmana yeva. Prananam is a gerund. Okay? Prananti verb. Prananam gerund. Isn't it? Prananam. Pranana karmana eva, only because of the physiological function. Cheshtavantah bhavanti. They all become beings of activities. Cheshtavantaha means what? Cheshta means what? Kriya, acton, action. They all become physically active, mentally active, orally active. All physical, oral, mental, all activities are possible because of the energy supplied, isn't it? Because of the physiological functions. That is why annam. You have to eat food, then physiological functions are constantly happening. Energy. Energy is the pranic energy, isn't it? Energy is there, then everything functions. No energy, nothing functions. Simple, simple reason, isn't it? It's like you have to keep on filling your belly with the fuel, isn't it? And fill the belly, stomach with your fuel, and the fuel gets converted into energy, and functions are happening. Then eyes can see, ears can hear, nose can smell, tongue can think, mind can think, intellect can know, physical legs can walk, hands can do. All physical, mental, oral activities are possible. Only five subtle powers are active, functional, and for which all five, 10 subtle powers must be functional, for which prana must be there. Okay? How important prana is. Look at this. Therefore, pranana karmanayeva cheshtavanta bhavanti. They become very active. How? Manushya. Who all become active? Manushyaha, pashavaha, devaha. All beings become active because of this pranana karma, the physiological functions only. Now, even all separately, if you take it also, devas as indriyani, all sense powers become functional, active because of the grace of the prana. Okay. Ataha cha. That is why na annamayena eva. Ataha. Now, this is the reason. So now the prana shakti goes with all living beings, including the plants. Okay. Ataha cha, cha and ataha, therefore, na annamayena eva. Parichinnena, annamayena eva parichinnena, atmanatmavantaha praninaha, parichinnena atmana, ataha annamayena eva parichinnena atmana, atmavantaha praninaha. Annamayena eva parichinnena atmana na atmavantaha praninaha. So, here, the reason is given. That, ataha, therefore, so all beings become atmavantaha. See, atmavantaha means what? Existing in the world itself is having the atma. Okay. Atmavan means what? Atmavan means the one who has life, one who exists in the world is atmavan. So all these beings, atmavantaha bhavanti, sarve praninaha, atmavantaha bhavanti. All these beings become atmavantaha. ಆತ್ಮವಂತಹ ಒಂದು ದೇ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ವೈ? ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್, ಪರಿಚ್ಛಿನ್ನೇನ ಅನ್ನಮಯೇನ ಏವ ಆತ್ಮನ ಪ್ರಾಣಿನಃ ಆತ್ಮವಂತಃ ನ ಭವಂತಿ. ಆಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ವಾಟ್ ಡು ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್? ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಐಸನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ವಿ ಟಿಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಐ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಸೀ ದಿಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಸರ್ವೈವ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ. ಇವನ್ ದೋ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್, ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಭೋಗ ಆಯತನಂ. ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಭೋಗ ಆಯತನಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಕೋರ್ಡ್, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್, ಪರಿಚ್ಛಿನ್ನಂ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್, ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್, ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್. ಇಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆಲ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಪರಿಚ್ಛಿನ್ನೇನ ಅನ್ನಮಯೇನ ಏವ ಆತ್ಮನ ಪ್ರಾಣಿನಃ ಆತ್ಮವಂತಃ ನ. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲಿವ್, ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಅನ್ನಮಯ, the limited annamaya, the finite physical bodies. Okay, kim tarhi, the question comes. Oh, if beings do not live, do not exist only by this limited, the physical bodies, then okay, then ಕಿಂ ತರ್ಹಿ ತದ್ ಅಂತರ್ಗತೇನ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯೇನ ಅಪಿ ಸಾಧಾರಣೇನ ಏವ ಸರ್ವಪಿಂಡವ್ಯಾಪಿನ ಆತ್ಮವಂತಃ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾದಯಃ. ತದ್ ಅಂತರ್ಗತೇನ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯೇನ ಅಪಿ ಸಾಧಾರಣೇನ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯೇನ ಅಪಿ ಸರ್ವ ಪಿಂಡ ವ್ಯಾಪಿನ ಆತ್ಮವಂತಃ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾದಯ. ಸಿ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾದಯ ಆತ್ಮವಂತಃ ಭವಂತಿ. ಮನುಷ್ಯಾದಯ ಆತ್ಮವಂತಃ ಭವಂತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಕ್ರೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ that they become existent in the world. All living beings, such as human beings, etc., become existent. Atmavantaha means what? Become existent. They become existent. They exist. Atmavan means existent beings. They become existent only because of what now? ಸಾಧಾರಣೇನ ಸರ್ವಪಿಂಡ ವ್ಯಾಪಿನ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯೇನ. ಓಕೆ, ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ವಿಚ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್ ಟು ದಿ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ತದ್ ಅಂತರ್ಗತೇನ, ತದ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯಸ್ಯ ಅಂತರ್ಗತ, ಸರಿ, ಅನ್ನಮಯಸ್ಯ ಅಂತರ್ಗತೇನ, ತದಂತರ್ಗತೇನ. ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಸರ್ವೇ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ದೆನ್ ಸಾಧಾರಣೇನ, ಓ ಸಾಧಾರಣ ದಿಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ and common in all the living beings. Every living being, okay, mind may not, manomaya may not be there for other living beings, but pranamaya, plants, insects, worms, all creatures, all living beings have pranamayaha dehaha. All physical forms, in all physical forms, interior to the physical forms, immediately there is pranamayaha. So they all study because of the pranamaya is interior to the physical forms, and which is sadharana means what? Which is common in all physical, which is common one, and then which pervades all physical forms. Sarva pinda vyapi pranamayaha. The pranaha is sarva pinda vyapi. Sarva pinda, pinda means physical body. The gross physical body is sarva pinda vyapi. So sarva pinda vyapina, all third case, sarva pinda vyapina sadharanena ev pranamayena annamayasya antargatena manushyadayaha atmavantah bhavanti. All living beings, such as human beings, become existent. They exist, they survive by the prana, which is pervasive of all physical forms, which is common, and which is interior to the physical body. Is it clear? You see, here pranamayena is the noun. Rest of them are adjectives. Tat annamayasya antargatena sadharanena sarvapinda vyapina pranamayena manushyadayaha atmavantaha bhavanti. Got it? Three adjectives, one noun. Now, what is the question? You must write a question and write an answer if you want to improve your Sanskrit. Manushyadayaha katham atmavantaha bhavanti. Write the question. And you have to write the answer. Manushyadayaha, manushyaha, mrigaha, pashavaha, stavarani, devaha. So sarve paninaha atmavantaha katam bhavanti. How do they become existent? Atmavan means existent being. Katam atmavanta bhavanti. Antargatena sadharanena sarva pinda vyapina pranamayena eva manushyadeha atmavanta bhavanti. Very nice. Okay. We go next thing. Evam. In this manner, manomayadibhihi, purva-purva-vyapibhihi, uttarottaraihi, sukshmaihi, anandamayantaihi, akashadibhutarabdhaihi, avidyakritaihi, sarve praninaha atmavantaha. Very beautiful. Very important sentence in a way. Now, all living beings, including human beings, sarve praninaha atmavantaha bhavanti. They all become existent. They all exist in the world as beings. How? Not only because of annamaya, physical bodies, not only because of pranamaya, not only with the pranamaya. Come on, don't think human being is only physical body, only prana. No, every human being is, all beings are constituted of all these. So sarve praninaha, here you should take it as all human beings. Atmavantah bhavanti. Katam atmavantah bhavanti? Manomayadibhihi. Purva purva vyapibhihi. Uttarottaraihi sukshmaihi. So purva purva vyapibhihi means all these annamaya, pranamaya, etc., which have manomaya, etc., which are preceding, which are following, uttarottarehi sukshmehi. So all these are filled by the preceding ones. The preceding ones are filled by the following subtler ones. The preceding ones are filled by the following subtler ones. Purva purva vyapi bihi uttarottarehi sukshmehi. Anandamaya ante, how far are they filled here? Anandamaya antehi. Maya, and by pranamaya, then manomaya, then vijnanamaya, up to anandamaya, akashadi bhuta arabdehi. So not only living beings, akashadi bhuta arabdehi, and all other non-living things such as space, etc., all these are avidya kritehi, caused by avidya. Avidya kritehi, by all these, atarve paṇaha atmavantaha. This is how, so evam, evam means what? In this manner, this is how, having showed how annamaya is filled by pranamaya. Okay, in this manner, how the preceding one is filled by the following one, following kosha. In the same way, manomaya. The after pranamaya, manomaya. Manomaya is uttaram. Manomaya comes later. And after manomaya, there will be vijnanamaya. After vijnanamaya, then anandamaya. Unto this anandamaya, this is how anandamayantaihi, by all these different physical parts, which are like the koshas in terms of manomaya, etc., up to the one after the other, up to the anandamaya. Which are respectively subtler, filling the other. And from the standpoint of the preceding one, the following one becomes the kosha. And all these are, what now? Akashadi bhutarabdhaihi. Akashadi bhuta arabdehi avidyakritehi. And all these five, all the physical, all the material aspects, factors which constitute, which form part of the individual, which are understood to be in the form of three bodies, are five koshas. They're all of them are elemental products. They're all products of five elements. Akashadi bhuta arabdehi means what? Akashadi bhuta arabdehi means akashadi bhutai, bhuta kritehi, produced by our products of elements, five elements. And all these products of five elements are, all the products of elements actually caused by ignorance. The products of five elements caused by ignorance. Avidyakritehi. कृतैः सर्वे पाणः आत्मवन्तः भवन्ति, ऑल ऑफ देम बिकम एग्जिस्टेंट. बिकम एग्जिस्टेंट मीन्स व्हाट? सर्वे ऑल ऑफ देम बिकम एग्जिस्टेंट बीइंग एंडोड विद लाइफ. ऑल ऑफ देम बिकम एग्जिस्टेंट बीइंग एंडोड विद लाइफ. सर्वे प्राणः आत्मवन्तः भवन्ति. Therefore, what he Shankara Bhagavata wants to say, now we have begun the inward journey like journey, trying to understand what are all the material aspects which form part of the anatma aspect of the individual, how, and we have begun, it is like a journey, and we started from the physical body, we understood the physical body, which is Virat, and now we understood the prana also as Sutratma Hiranyagarbha Samashti Pranaha. And we, only this much alone do not contribute for the individual beings, living beings. And here further we go, and each kosha which is following is filled by the preceding one, which is much subtler, like manomaya, vijnanamaya, and up to the anandamaya. This journey should go, inward journey should happen. It means we are going to understand the rest of the material aspects, the anatma aspects of the individual. The journey will continue until we can stop the journey where the material aspect of the individual ends. The journey is not yet over, still only we are half the way. Understand now? That is the idea Shankara Bhagavata makes us understand here. Very nice. Akashadibhote. Okay. Now, first he said, in the previous line, what did he say? We have to understand the difference. Okay. In the previous line, he said, Manushyadayaha katam atmavantah bhavanti antargatena pranamayena sadharanena sarvapinda vyapina pranamayena manushyadayaha atmavantah bhavanti. He said that, okay, people exist in the world because of the prana. Now he says what slowly? No, not only prana. We have still further more other subtler, much subtler aspects. Prana is subtle from the standpoint of the gross physical body. We have much subtler, much subtler, and the subtlest also the material aspects which form part of the individual. Therefore, in the same way, evam manomayadibhihi purva purva vyapibhihi means what? The preceding pervasive layers of personality, preceding pervasive koshas, uttarotraihi sukshmihi, which are subtler as we go ahead, up to the anandamaya. And also, all these, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, all these different koshas, the preceding ones are filled by the following ones, and which are much subtler, up to the anandamaya, all of them are akashadi bhutarabdehi. Come on, all of them are gross, subtle, subtler, much subtler, subtlest aspects of the individual. Okay, indhima, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, etc. All of them are akashadi bhutarabdaha. They're all products of elements only, elemental products. So what? They're all inert in their nature. And all of them, how did they come? No, how did they get caused, first of all? Avidya kritehi. They're all caused by avidya. Oh, how does avidya cause them? You're going to understand later on. Okay, avidya kritehi. They're caused by ignorance. Okay, by all the sarve praninaha atmavantah bhavanti. This is how all beings become existent with life force, with life. Clear now? So, you should remember now, all these anatma aspects obtaining in our five koshas are material products, elemental products. And they are all caused by ignorance, avidya. These two facts you have to remember. I'm going to stop now. We will continue tomorrow. Still, we have some more of the things to understand before we go to the next. Any questions here? Was it clear? See, Manushyaha katham atmavan bhavati. Manushyaha katham atmavantah bhavanti. Sarve pranaha katham atmavantah bhavanti. See, having a status of being existent itself is what? Being an atmavan. And existent means you must have a life. Dead bodies can't be considered as atmavan. So existent means they survive, they li have life. Having life means not just only physical body. It has it physical body and is filled by the prana, and then the prana is filled by manomaya. Manomaya is filled by, not filled means not literally filled. What we understand, the grosser ones, the subtler ones are said to be filling the gross ones at different levels. So all these subtle aspects are there inside the physical body. All of them are equally what? Even though subtle, subtler, subtlest, all of them are equally elemental products. Being elemental products, all of them are inert by themselves. They cannot have life of their own, sentience of their own, consciousness of their own. For them to become conscious, sentient, functional, they need something else. That's what we've got to understand. And all these are actually caused by ignorance. Avidyakrita means they are products of Maya. Why are they said products of Maya? Which you will understand later on. This is how understanding the whole anatma aspects of the individual. Okay. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ